If you were on Facebook yesterday, you know, every morning or every day, hopefully in the morning, sometimes depending on what's going on in the day, we will put a post up that links you up to the morning team page for each day. And the picture, the photo that we used was a picture, Dave, that you provided, as yesterday was the actual golf outing for the Winvitational golf outing, and it was at the Polecat in Mount Pleasant. You took a very nice picture. I'm assuming that that was at the entrance to the Polecat?
The entrance to the Polecat, right, yeah. Got that one. And then later I posted one where Dan Pohl and myself were seated at our registration table. And I just have to tell you, he is just the most personable, friendliest guy, but hardworking. I mean, he was out there bringing out additional carts and things when we got there and scrambling around there. And he'll stop and have a conversation with anybody and everybody, and just very, very approachable and personable. And Marissa, their intern, did a great job in helping get everything set up for us. And Dean, the general manager, is a regular listener, and we're pleased to hear that. He recognized the voice right away.
Oh, so fantastic.
We appreciate that. But what a day. I mean, it was chilly at first, but we had the jackets off by noon. And just a nice day on the golf course. A bit of a breeze every now and then that you'd be hitting into the wind or whatever, or with the wind, depending upon the direction you were going. But what a fantastic golf course. A lot of woods and water and a lot of character and some real challenging holes as well. And you lose some golf balls, and you find a lot of golf balls. You may not get your own back, but you get a golf ball to replace it.
Return.
So it was one of those days where we just had a great time and a great group of people. I think everybody that was a part of our group had a lot of fun out there at Polecat yesterday. I highly recommend it. It's a great course, and I'm feeling it today. The last three holes, my left hand, I could hardly hold the club. I
mean, oh, no.
It's probably the arthritis setting in my older age here.
And here I thought you were going to tell me that walking the 18 holes, or did you guys card up?
We were carded. Yeah, right. We all had carts. And the carts, again, very sophisticated with the GPS and everything on them, and they show you the hole and how far and automatic scoring and everything. It was just fantastic, those Polecat carts that we had. Just a marvelous golf course, and we really enjoyed it, that's for sure. And it really felt very welcome there. And it's a great experience. I highly recommend to anybody.
Well, when we talked with Dan, a week ago, he talked about wanting us, couldn't wait for our group to be there, looking forward to talking to people and greeting people and having them experience his design golf course. So
Yeah. I was golfing with Rick Glaza, and he's a great photographer and a drone. He runs Great Lakes Drone Works. And Rick took some nice pictures and posted on his site, and I shared it. So on my personal page, you'll see probably a dozen pictures, including a lot of the layout of the course. And the course wraps around the Chippewa River a number of times. And on the last hole, I almost bagged a deer.
Uh-oh. Not in the way that you
and
wanted to.
A picture of that deer with a kind of a... He wasn't alarmed at all. Must be pretty used to golfers being on the golf course and living in the woods out there. It didn't spook or anything when I hit that drive right over the back of him.
On that note, did you get what you actually wanted on a golf course? Any birdies? Any
eagles?
Oh,
yeah. We had some birdies. Rick and I were playing along with Beaver Pates and I'm going to forget his name. I want to say Craig Pates.
Oh, sure, okay.
And we were having a lot of fun on the golf course, just a lot of joking around about the bobby shots and some of the different things that we take. His brother Bob couldn't be with us, but apparently he's known for some unique shots, and Beaver managed to get off a couple of them yesterday, and even one of our other guys managed to borrow it where it's kind of a unique shot, and it ends up working out for you very well, despite where you hit it. So we had a super time. We had some birdies, we had some pars, and more bogeys than we would have liked probably, but it was just a great fun time on the golf course.
Well, that's what we wanted to hear, that everyone had a good time, first and foremost, obviously.
And one of our golfers, Mark, I could never do it. You know, I'm whipped after playing 18 holes of golf. It'd take me a couple of days to recover. Mark's out playing with Bishop's golf outing today after playing yesterday.
Wow.
So our golf outing was a warm-up, is what
I guess. I guess. I guess.
Well, Ed, hey, just like yesterday, going to have good golf weather. Might need the jacket to start, but by the end of the day.
And that's iffy. I very much dislike having our outing in September because you never know. There's always so much of a chance of rain, and we really lucked out. I had my fingers crossed last week. Mm-hmm. It would have been horrible if we had it last week, but as it worked out, it was an ideal day yesterday, so we lucked out.
Yeah, other than the hazy skies.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, but that kept down the sunburn and everything.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, there it goes. The Western wildfires, they helped us.
Didn't even wear a hat yesterday. You know? And I normally wear a hat, even more recently a wide-brim hat, but didn't have to wear one at all. So that haziness probably worked in our favor.
Yeah, good.
And again, from the picture I saw, I have to look at the other pictures you saw. It looks like the course was in very nice shape.
Oh, yes,
huh?
Very nice shape. It's a beautiful course. And while I say there's a lot of woods and water, there's a lot of green, too. But it's deceptive. The first 3, 4, 5 holes you get are really wide open. I mean, you just get up there and you can just slam away and you know you're going to find your ball and everything. And then you get into the back nine. And then it's a little more challenging. You've got to be a little more selective in where you put your shot.
Did Dan take any shots with the group at all? Or
No, we didn't get a chance to. He was really, like I said, he was really busy around there.
Okay.
They were down a couple of people, and he was really busy yesterday. Plus, in addition to dealing with us, he offered to, now I don't know, our players are coming off at different times, and he offered to take pictures with people, so he could have taken pictures with people other than the ones I was involved in. But he also had someone from ESPN there yesterday doing video with him. So he had to be out on the course on one of the holes later on. So he didn't get to play along with us, but that's just as good. He probably wouldn't want us back if he saw some of our level of play. But no, we had some good golfers out there yesterday as well. We had some great golfers on the course. They just weren't in our foursome.
But
we had fun.
We want to thank our sponsor overall of getting to that golf outing, of course, Westside Decorating Center.
Yes, and the folks from Westside were there, and they had a great time. Mike and his crew and for guests were having a lot of fun. And we had pro PBA bowler Tom Smallwood was out on the course with us yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, had Tom and one of his guests along with him, and he was playing along with Dan Streeter and Dan Reams, who were in that foursome. So.
Does he know what to do with a ball without any holes in it? Where are the three holes?
What yeah, no, yeah. No, from what I've seen in the past, his PBA game is fantastic, but his golf game is pretty darn close.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he's a good golfer.
Good.
Yes, good golfer. Good.
Well, you know, a lot of times you have those who are athletic in one sport can transfer that into another as well.
No, he's a good golfer.
Well, thanks to everyone that joined us again. Thanks to all those who played in our closest to the pin time contest to get to the golf outing in the first place, and to our other guests as well. It's good to know that everything went well.
I was pleased to see a guy I hadn't seen in a while since he retired a couple of years ago, Bob Vantevetter.
Oh, yeah.
Former president and CEO of the Saginaw County Chamber of Commerce was in Arts Foursome. So, yeah, just had a great day.
At the Polecat. And if you'd like to have a great day, a great golf experience, remember, as we say with the Polecat, even if your golf game isn't great, your experience will be when you experience the Polecat in our Winvitational golf outing, actual golf outing yesterday. Polecat.net, by the way.